welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary
with Max Harris this morning. Kia ora, Max. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. Really good. How about you?
Good. Nice to chat with you, especially after Budget Week. Wow, there's a lot to unpack there. What's caught your attention the most from the budget announcement on Thursday last week?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk around the budget. I think probably the main story that's been getting the most attention is the government's broken promise over funding 13 drugs. That's led to quite a bit of outcry. There's also been quite a bit of debate about the tax cuts that had been long awaited, whether the government was borrowing to fund those tax cuts. Seems like most economists and commentators are saying, yeah, there was $12 billion of new borrowing, $14, $15 billion of tax cuts. The government, yeah, was dipping into borrowing when it, you know, was complaining about the borrowing of the previous government. And then there's a whole series of other smaller stories. There were 240 cuts in this budget, so there's a lot to unpick.
There is a lot to unpick. If we look at that cancer drug promise, what has been, I guess, the main outrage about this? Because I think outrage is an accurate word for the way we've seen particularly cancer patients respond to this, and also the media headlines have been pretty hard on this announcement.
I think there's a couple of dimensions to it. I think, first of all, it's about the people who are involved. So here we are talking about, in some cases, terminal cancer patients, people in really desperate situations. I think, secondly, as other journalists have pointed out, it did seem as if the government, the National Party in particular, had been promising this funding in this budget, in this financial year. So it's the fact of a kind of broken promise. And I think to some extent it's also about this sort of having been buried a little bit in budget documents that's only come out days after the budget. I think those are the three reasons it's caused such a stir.
Do you think it is going to be harmful for the National Party, this particular issue?
So the National government's come out quite quickly and said that they are urgently going to fund these treatments by Christmas or this year. I think it does add to a sense of the government not following through on its promises and perhaps not understanding the pain of some of its decisions. I think it probably will have some impact, but we haven't had any post-budget polling yet to substantiate that.
It'll be interesting to see for sure. On these other cuts, because, 240, that's a lot. That is a lot of reductions going on there. Mm. Has there been anything in particular that you've you yourself have felt concern about or interest in seeing roll out?
Yeah, well, I think there's been one area of focus on kind of child poverty projections as a result of the government's cuts. The government has to produce a child poverty report which shows the impact of its decisions on child poverty. Basically, that report showed that child poverty was going to be maintained or worsened by a series of government decisions. One other area that I think has gotten quite a bit of attention in recent months has been the government suddenly cut disability funding on the 18th of March. And this led to big opposition from disability groups. And there was some funding, $1.1 billion over 5 years in the budget, but the government didn't fully reverse the changes that were made in March. So that was another area that caught my eye.
In terms of the broader discussions that we've heard from particularly Finance Minister Nicola Willis about what this budget is or what it's not, we've talked a wee bit about it not necessarily being an austerity budget, in her words, but what that means in practice might look a little bit different. How are you feeling about that as, a label or a non-label now that we've actually seen what the budget entails, Max?
Yeah, so this word austerity is meant to mean that the government is austere, that it doesn't have any luxuries or comforts, that it's potentially cutting. The government's saying that its overall levels of spending are similar, but I think you have to dig beneath the surface to see that in many ways this is an austerity budget, because you have to look at the social spending cuts versus other cuts. And we do have new money in this budget, for example, $1.9 billion for corrections, for prison beds. And so what I think we have a picture of in this budget is a shift in spending from social spending to more punitive spending. And that cut in social spending is austerity. And so I think we can talk about this as being a budget of cuts, as much as Nicola Willis did want to talk about tax cuts in particular.
Absolutely. Let's look at some of the protest action we've seen happening in the last week, and also there is more action forecast as well. Toitū Te Tiriti, massive day of action on Thursday to align with Budget Day. This is to, I guess, push back against the perception that this government is really putting Te Tiriti under fire with a lot of policy that we've seen, and producing a lot of policy that negatively impacts Māori outcomes. What was the purpose of the day, and what do you think it achieved, actually, Max, what we saw on Thursday last week?
Yeah, I think the purpose of the day, like you say, was to show the level of opposition across the population, across Māori and Tangata Tiriti, to the government. And the commentators and supporters were speaking about the long list of anti-Māori policies, so changes to Oranga Tamariki legislation, rewriting Te Tiriti through the Treaty Principles Bill, changing Te Reo Māori names. And I think it did achieve quite a strong show of force. There were really quite significant numbers, people talking about this being the biggest kind of nationwide protest since the foreshore and seabed marches of over 20 years ago. And I think it in some ways overshadowed, at least for some of that day, the government's budget, and took news attention away from the budget. Whether it leads the government to changing course on its agenda on Māori policy remains to be seen.
What does it mean for people to go to protest action, Max? Because, you know, I think for a lot of people, this may be, especially younger people, this might be a wave of protesting that is new to them. What does it actually mean to show up in that kind of mass demonstration if you're not necessarily immediately seeing the government do something in response?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. I think it's about showing force in numbers, and I think just sort of being another body in a protest might seem like just one individual, but those individuals really add up. And I think it's about the sort of collective power expressed by protest, which also the media is very interested in, and the media take seriously this level of opposition, the fact that people were, you know, in this case, taking time away from work or other commitments in order to say how important it is to oppose some of these policies. So I think those are some of the key things about protest action that catches the media's eye, the idea of, standing in opposition, taking time out, being part of a bigger collective.
And on this Saturday, there is going to be further large action. This one's a March for Nature organised by Greenpeace. This is particularly looking at the Fast Track Approvals Bill, which has copped a lot of flack from a lot of directions. What are you expecting we might see out of this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's going to be another really significant opposition to that bill. So, if people don't know about it, this is a bill that's ducking around a whole lot of legal protections that are in the law for the environment, for biodiversity, for the land, the whenua. And this has been sort of well telegraphed and been advertised for some weeks now. And I think it will start to look to the government and to other observers like a series of really major protest actions. And we haven't even had 1 year of this government.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Well, thank you, Max. Really appreciate your time this morning. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
Thanks, Rachel. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
With